Navigating using the Brilliant 14. The way we use our technology is as unique as we are ourselves. Fortunately, we have a lot of different ways that we can navigate using the Brilliant 14. So you can choose the method that works best for you and your particular tastes. In this module, I'm going to talk to you about the various ways that you can navigate, and you may wish to follow along with me to see which methods work best for you. You may also find that different methods work better depending on your particular situation. So I encourage you to enjoy learning about the various methods available for navigation. After you have powered on your Brilliant, particularly when you are in application mode, you're going to find several different ways to move through the menu that is immediately presented to you. One of these methods is by using the previous and next thumb keys to move between menu items. Remember that the previous and next thumb keys are the two outermost thumb keys on the front face of your display. The previous thumb key will cycle you back through the various menu items available, while the next thumb key will move you forward. Occasionally, you're also going to find that you may need to use your panning keys, or your left and right thumb keys, which are the inner two thumb keys on the front face of the device. This is particularly true when you reach the Watch app and you want to see what the date is. You need to pan using your right thumb key in order to see the date. More on the menu and its included items in our next module. If you are trying to use the panning keys to move through most menu items, however, this will not work. You will remain sitting on your current menu item when you are using your left and right thumb keys in most cases. So your previous and next thumb keys are one way to move seamlessly between and among menu items. But there are other ways. You can use the joystick, which is just above and between dots 1 and 4 on the Perkins-style keyboard, to move through menu items as well. Remember that the joystick has 5 different directions in which it can move. Up, down, left, right, and you can press in on it to complete an action. If you press the joystick to the left, you will move left through menu items. If you press it to the right, you will move right through menu items. If you press down on it, you will be able to go into a submenu. For instance, if you press down on it when you are sitting on the settings menu item, you will be able to go into settings. Pressing up on the joystick will move you back out of a submenu. For instance, back out of settings. Down moves you into a submenu or into an item's options. Up moves you out of them. Down takes you into various menus. Then you can use the left and right functionality on the joystick to move you among items. And when you're ready to return to the previous menu level, up will take you back out of that particular submenu or group of items to the menu that you were in previously. So you can move up and down through menus and submenus, and left and right between items at a given level. One nice thing about navigating with the joystick, particularly if you are moving up, down, left, or right, is that it is virtually silent. So you can move through items very quietly should the need arise. One of the easiest and fastest ways to navigate using your Brilliant is by using what's called first letter navigation. This means if you are in a menu, for instance, you can press the first letter of any menu item to reach it quickly and easily. For instance, S will cycle you between stopwatch and settings. C will take you to connections. A will take you to about. B will take you to battery. And N will take you to notes. So you can press the first letter of a menu item's name in order to reach it very quickly and easily. This also works well if you need to reach a particular note, for instance. If you go into notes and you need to reach a note whose title begins with the letter Z, for instance, you can press Z and you can reach that note quickly. One thing to note about reaching notes with this particular navigation method, however, if you want to reach any note quickly and you're using first letter navigation to get to it, if that note's title begins with a capital letter, you will need to press dot 7 in conjunction with the letter in order to get to that note. Otherwise, you're just going to stay where you are and not move anywhere. The reason this works as it does is that the titles of the notes are in computer braille. So if a note's name begins with a capital letter, you do need to press dot 7, which is a capital in computer braille, in conjunction with that note's first letter to reach it. A powerful way that you can interact with menu items is by using dots 7 and 8, or backspace and enter, respectively, on the Perkins-style keyboard. For instance, if I'm on battery in the menu, I can press enter to see what my battery status is, and then backspace to move me back to the main menu. Note that these two keys don't allow you to cycle among menu items, but you can utilize them to select and back out of certain items. Another example, if I wish to know what connections I have available to me, in other words, what devices I have connected to my Brilliant, I can press enter on the connections menu item, see what connections I have available, and either cycle through them and select one of them using enter, or back out of the connections item using my backspace key. Remember that dot 7 or backspace is under your left little finger when you have all of your fingers placed on the Perkins style keyboard, while dot 8 or enter is under your right little finger. Enter is also used to select various options. So while you can use it to, say, enter a menu, for instance, or enter a submenu, you can also use it if there is an item that you need to select. For instance, if you go into the notes item within the menu, and then go into local notes, you can select both notes and local by pressing the enter key. If you wish to, for instance, select the first note within your local notes menu, you can press enter on it and that will open that note. But there are other ways that you can select items as well as the enter key. One of these is space. Often your space bar behaves the same way as enter. For instance, if I want to know my battery status and I've scrolled through the menu to battery, I can press my space bar to discover my battery percentage. Then I can use my dot 7 key or backspace, or I can press up on the joystick to move me out of that menu. Note that if you have selected a particular menu item, such as notes, battery, stopwatch, etc., in order to back out of it, you can't use your previous and next thumb keys to actually back out. They only cycle you between items at a given level. To back out, you would need to press up on the joystick or your backspace key. There are two other powerful ways to select items. Let's move back to the joystick for a second. You can press directly in on the joystick to select a menu item. Let me explain so that there's no confusion. If you're pressing up on the joystick, you're pressing it away from you. If you're pressing down on the joystick, you're pressing it toward you. And if you're pressing in on it, you're pressing it down just like you're pressing a button. Let's go back to my battery example. If I move to battery within the menu, I can press in on the joystick to discover my battery status. If I am in connections and I move to the connection that I want, I can press in on the joystick to select that connection. Or if I'm in settings, for instance, and I want to change my sleep time, I can find the duration that I wish to change to and press in on the joystick to activate that option. So far, we've learned that space, enter, and pressing in on the joystick will select an item. But there's one other very powerful way to do this. This is by interacting with your cursor routing sensors. If you're used to other HumanWare devices, you may be familiar with the cursor routing keys that are often found above each cell. In this case, these aren't keys, they're sensors. So you aren't going to find physical keys above each of the 14 cells on your Brilliant 14. However, you will find the cursor routing sensors. You can press any of these to select an item. Let me use my battery example again. If I am on that menu item, I can press any cursor routing sensor above the letters of the word battery to select this menu item and discover the battery's status. And now I can see that my battery status is 89%. I don't know if you were able to hear, but there is a vibration, at least the way my configuration is currently set up, when I press on one of the cursor routing sensors. To move out of this status, I will press my backspace key. If I were to press a cursor routing sensor over any of the empty cells after the word battery, I would not have been able to select that menu item. So you do need to press one of the cursor routing sensors over the letters of the word whose menu item you wish to select. If you have another device connected to your Brilliant, you can use some of these same navigation strategies to move through the items on that device using your Brilliant while in terminal mode. For instance, let's say you have your iPhone connected and you wish to move through items on the home screen of your iPhone. You can use either your previous and next thumb keys to scroll between items on the iPhone, or you can move using the left and right movements on the joystick. While not all of the navigation methods that we've discussed here will work in every circumstance, whether or not you have another device connected to your Brilliant, you'll be able to find unique ways to navigate depending on your situation or just your particular taste. I hope you enjoy playing with the different navigation strategies and that you find those that are the most convenient and beneficial for you.